You may be seated. Ooh, that's much nicer. That's great. Good morning. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church on this first Sunday after Christmas. It's wonderful to see you all here today. Today we are having our lessons and carols, a service of lessons and carols. I don't think, are there any announcements? Oh, next week we start our new service time. We will be meeting at 10:30 a.m. So if you come at 11:15, you're going to basically miss the service. What? You'll be in time for communion, yes. So next week we will have communion, first Sunday of the month, first Sunday of the year. So make sure that you come for that. Any other announcements? Anything we can think of? Carol? Anybody who hasn't taken their poinsettias, please do so. Yeah. Okay. So just a little introduction to what this service of lessons and carols is. It has its origin in Truro Cathedral in England in 1880. And the Bishop of Truro, F.W. Benson, developed this service of scripture readings and supporting carols. I think, much like me, he was probably tired of writing sermons, and so he thought that it would be a great idea to have all of you read the scriptures. So some 38 years later, this format was adapted to Christmas at King's College Chapel in Cambridge, and the BBC broadcast it from there to help popularize this service of lessons and carols. And small churches and cathedrals throughout the world duplicated that. And so the heart of that service continues today. So we're retelling the Christian's story of faith from the fall of Adam to the coming of the Word incarnate. With that being said, let us gather together in our call to worship. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless God's name. Tell the news of salvation from day to day. Declare God's glory among the nations. God's marvelous works among all the peoples. There's two lines there. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the whole creation sing for joy at the presence of God who is coming. God is coming indeed to judge the earth with righteousness and the peoples with equality and truth. Praise the Lord.
The first lesson is Genesis 3, chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat, and all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel."
Thank you. The second lesson is Genesis 22, 15 to 18. God promises that through Abraham, all the peoples of the world will be blessed. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessings for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba.
Lesson comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 and 6 and 7. The people who walk in darkness receive the promise of the Messiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Right. fourth lesson is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 4 and 6 through 9. The Messiah will come from the root of Jesse to restore the peace of creation. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
It's now time for our offering. With grateful hearts, let us offer ourselves and our gifts to God in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Loving God, receive these gifts we offer in union with Christ's gift for us. Clothe us with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, that we may be Christ for others. Amen.
Good morning. The fifth lesson today comes from Luke 1, verses 26 through 35, and verse 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her, and he said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by the words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of God. Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you. The sixth lesson is Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken from Quirinius, who was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn.
Seventh lesson is Luke 2:16. In that region, there were shepherds lying in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was an angel with a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Then the angels had left them and gone into heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Thank you. The eighth lesson comes from Matthew 2, 1 through 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, or Judah, excuse me, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh."
Thank you. ninth lesson comes from John 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things that came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life that was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own. His own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of the blood or the will of the flesh or all the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we've seen his glory, the glory as the Father, only Son, full of grace and truth.
Let us gather up our joys and concerns and pray. Siblings in Jesus, God's Word became flesh to birth love in our hearts and peace in our world. As we celebrate this gift of life in Christ, let us pray for the church and the world. Holy God, your messenger announces peace and shouts of breathless joy. Drive out the warring ways of the world and protect all who face danger this day. Your word comes with justice to rule the earth with fairness. Inspire the leaders of all nations and citizens of the world to promote dignity and equality for all in your global household. When shepherds met your newborn Christ, they eagerly ran to tell the news. Make us joyful messengers of your good news who freely share your love in the world. From your majesty on high to the lowliness of the stable, your word has power to sustain all things. Comfort those who are hungry, sick, or suffering. Especially for June White and her family as they face some difficult decisions, as well as Sue Galley's son-in-law's brother who has COVID in the hospital. Anoint us all with the oil of gladness as you visit us with your salvation. We give thanks for all of our answered prayers, especially the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. O God, receive our prayers through Christ, who is our glorious light. May we, like him, shine forth like the sun in bodies, breath, and in beating hearts to sing your praise forevermore as holy partners in a heavenly calling. All these things we pray as your Son, Jesus Christ, taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise as we join together in our closing hymn, Joy to the World. Go tell it on the mountain. Sorry, we changed that. Much more fun than Joy to the World. Before we leave, let me leave you with a blessing. May the Christ inhabit you, the Father uphold you, and the Spirit sustain you now and forever. Go in peace.
Amen.